This is the English testing, testing 1, 2, 3. English,
yeah.
English testing 1, 2, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We are about to start our meeting. Well, Siranush Vardanyan, for the record. Welcome everyone to APO RALO General Assembly. It's wonderful to see so many people here. And it's really great pleasure to meet all our ALSs gathered together here in London. We have an agenda set for today, but we have slight updates for that, so we'll talk about this later on. But before going into our stuff, I would like all of us to send our sincere condolences to one of our friends, Amir, who had to left yesterday because his father passed away. So we all want him to know that we are with him in this difficult time, and that Asia-Pacific region is all mourning with him. Let his father's soul rest in peace. Thank you. Yes? Yes, Fuad will do some small prayer for his soul. Thank you for that. Okay, welcome again. I would like everyone here to briefly introduce yourselves, say your name, say your LS name, and we will not be doing roll call, but this will go to record who is present here. So please, let's start from some part. Yep, please do.
Okay, this is T.H. Shi, representing NIPA from Taiwan.
My name is Jarong. I'm ICANN staff in the Asia Pacific in the Singapore office.
My name is Bikram Shrestha. I'm from Nepal, Internet Society Nepal chapter. Thank you.
This is Yanis Lee from NetMission in Hong Kong.
Good morning, everyone. Gonala Astbrink from ISOC Australia.
Good morning, everyone. Fahd Khan here from Bangladesh, Dhaka chapter ISOC.
Good morning. This is Jahangir Hussain from ISOC Bangladesh, Dhaka chapter.
Hi, I'm Sunil Lal from the South Pacific Computer Society, Fiji.
Ali Al-Mishal, Bahrain ISOC.
Leanna Galstian, Internet Society of Armenia.
Good morning, everyone. Anupam Agarwal, ISOC, Calcutta, ALS.
This is H.R. Mohan from Computer Society of India.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
Ariel Lam, ICANN staff.
Silvia Vivanco, ICANN staff.
Oops, it works. So here is magic. Whenever you click, you just cut off the other one's mic. So please be careful with playing with this. Sinanush Vardanyan, Armenian Association for the Disabled Punic from Armenia.
Quek, ICANN staff based in Asia Pacific region.
Maureen Hilliard,
Are you sure?
Yeah, Maureen Halyard, Pacific Islands Chapter Internet Society.
Fawad Bajwa from the Internet Research Project Pakistan and the ISOC Chapter in Islamabad.
Holly Raish, Internet Society of Australia.
Ellen Strickland, Internet New Zealand.
Toshio Tachibana, Eris Japan, also the ISOC Japan Chapter.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Tomohiro Fujisaki from ISOC Japan Chapter.
Hi, I'm Masato Yamanishi, working for SoftBank, Japanese telecom carrier, and also APNIC Policy Co-Chair.
Rafid Fatani, a large committee member.
Suhaidi Hassan, ISOC Malaysia.
Karatiana Tairu, New Zealand Maori Internet Society.
YJ Park from OSHA.
Pavan Badrani, AP RALO Secretariat.
Chester Sung, ISOC Hong Kong.
Good morning, Mahmoud Latouf, Arab Knowledge Management Society.
Takaki Higuchi, ISOC JP.
And yes, Sage Kitamura from ISOC JP.
Sorry, one more from this side. Sunny Liu, NetMission from Hong
Kong. Hello? Hunter, Cook Islands Internet Action Group.
Hello? Hello, good morning. Nice to see you all. Aris Ignacio, ISOC Philippines.
Morning, everyone. Nikki Ho, come from Beijing Internet Institute.
Morning, everyone. This is Akshat Joshi from CDAC India.
Hello, everyone. This is Nishit Jain from CDAC India.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Neha Gupta, and I'm from CDAC India.
Hello, Oksana Prihodka, European Media Platform, Ukraine.
Yeah, hi, good morning, everyone. This is Nirmol Agarwal from ISVK India.
Seth Rees, Observer.
Wow. Thank you very much. It's lovely to see also the representatives from Euralo coming and joining us, and also observers. So, yeah. So, quite full meeting today. So, according to our agenda, we have a couple of stuff to cover related to recent elections, but this is for Cheryl to do some final announcement, and we will be waiting for her remotely. I just will ask staff whenever you see Cheryl coming online, and Satish, they have their apologies because they are involved in NOMCOM, a very difficult period of discussion, so they will join us remotely. As soon as they come, just let us know for them to jump into discussion. I would like to give the floor now to Quick, our vice president, who is based in Singapore, because Quick needs to leave earlier. So, and we will cover a couple of topics about ALS participation and future activities. Quick, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being so accommodating. We have 267 concurrent tracks this meeting, so we're all running from one place to another. If we can roll up the slides, I wanted to acknowledge the work that my colleague at the Singapore, the APEC Hub in Singapore, Kelvin Wong, is his work on this. The premise of this is that, as you know, the Asia-Pacific Hub is working hard to drive across some strategic agenda across the region. At the same time, we also know that our friends here at ALAC, at AP Railo, have very firm ideas about what are the strategic thrusts we have as a group. We wanted to make sure that there was a platform for us to work together, that as colleagues in this space, we were not going in different directions, and we were getting alignment on what our key priorities are, and that we can set them as an agenda upon agreement with all of us, that this is what we're going to do possibly in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months, or even the next 18 months. And based on that, we'll have something that we can showcase to our partners all around, that this is an example of the kind of collaboration we can have between AP Railo as well as ICANN. So I'll quickly run into the next slide just to show you some thinking we have on here. Maybe I should look at my... Okay, I'm a little short-sighted, so the screen is a little far for me. Oh, there you go. So I've gone through the background piece. So we are trying to think about whether or not we can templatize a way that we can work together. And some preliminary thinking between the staff and some members of AP Railo, this is something that we thought could be a methodology. And I'll go through this quite quickly because you'll have access to this deck, and I don't need to read out all the details. That I think, you know, at a starting phase, maybe we should set out what are the common focus areas that we have together. So, you know, it could be accessibility is an issue that this group wants to focus on. It could be expanding membership and expanding the regional footprint that is a focus. It could be internationalized domain names. It could be IPv6 adoption. There really is a universe of issues that deserve our attention. But I think we're better off if we seek alignment. And then, you know, with that focus, rather than having something that is very dispersed, with focus, we might achieve something that is more specific. So after setting out the common focus areas, we were hoping to determine some key priorities and deliverables. We are hoping that we can articulate that, you know, by the end of 6 months, we want to have this or that. By the end of 12 months, we want to have this or that. So we have been listening very hard to what the community had to tell us. And for example, one of the key things that we have heard is that language remains a barrier for more participants, more engagement from the Asia-Pacific region. So for example, in response to that, we have come up with a language localization toolkit, and we are very happy that this thing will go live within the next weeks. It's basically something, it's basically a deck with some materials that you can download from the web. It tells you that if you are going to go back to your community and you want to do a roadshow with your community, this is something that you can just download, translate in your local language, and conduct a roadshow. It tells you the steps that, you know, if you want to conduct a session yourself, these are some of the things that you need to think about. It runs you through that. And so it becomes a plug-and-play kit that all our at-large structures, because you have such a fantastic network across the region, can bring back to your communities to showcase the work we're doing here. And it could be, we haven't had this conversation yet, but it could be that if people around this table agree with the idea, then we can set ourselves some deliverables or some measures to say that, you know, we hope that within the next 12 months, we see this kit being adopted and used in 8 markets or in 9 languages. You know, this is something that we can set as a measure for ourselves. Or even if we don't want to set this as a measure for ourselves, it will be a way for us to have visibility on how well we are doing together. We can, at the end of 6 months, say that, you know what, ever since we've launched this program, this has been used 28 times or something like that. And part C, of course, as a suggestion, there is a possibility that maybe we want to set up timelines and reporting updates. Maybe on our monthly calls, we'll go around the call room to see who has done what. And people might even want to share that, oh, you know, we will roll this out over 3 months or 18 weeks or that kind of thing. If I can jump to the next slide. So this is the way we think might be the methodology. If you look at the bottom of the slide, there we talk about the focus areas for the APEC hub, and this is some. These are 5 key focus areas that we decided on upon getting feedback from the community that we shared at the Buenos Aires meeting, that these are the 5 things that we wanted to work on. I think it'd be great if I have to confess that while I try to get on the AP Relo monthly calls, I haven't been tracking all the different conversations as closely as I have. But I am sure that within AP Relo, there might be some focus areas that you guys are thinking of. And the idea is to match your focus areas with our focus areas and distill things that we can both agree on that eventually will become the agreed key priorities or focus areas. And obviously, this might be a messy process. Different people will have different views, but I'm very confident that you know, within this room, we have had great track record in coming together and achieving consensus and agreement, that we will be able to come up with something like this that will guide us and serve as a benchmark or a North Star as we embark on our work for the coming months. If I can move on to the next slide, please. Thank you, Ariel. So this is how we think that, you know, we can go into this in detail, where when we have determined the focus area, for example, the focus area could be on increasing awareness, and the language localization toolkit is an example of how that supports the focus area. And it goes into the process where we can identify and develop a supporting initiative, we can follow on with the actual implementation and delivery, and then we feedback in the process where we update each other, and hopefully we have a virtuous cycle here. So it could well be that, you know, with the language localization toolkits that we put up, maybe the Dhaka chapter for ISOC might decide that this is a great initiative. We download it, our colleagues in Dhaka translates the toolkit into Bangla and then showcases it at BDNOC in November, and then we can come back again and update each other of why this worked, why this didn't, what was good, what were the learning points. I'm only raising that as a possible example because I was in Dhaka very recently and I was very encouraged by what I saw there. But this really is something for us to put on the table as a tool for the ALSs to use and give us feedback on whether or not we're on the right track. If I can go on, Ariel. Thank you. I think I'm coming to the end. So these are just some suggested timelines, possibly. And of course, I defer to everyone around the table on whether or not this is something that you identify as something that you want to do. We can use this time for... We have spent some time doing preparation, which is why this was shaded. We've had an initial discussion with key select members of AP Railo. We decided that it might be a good idea to open this up at the GA this time round, just to hear your ideas, whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea, or whether you want to concretize that. And then hopefully we kick off a process where we identify some of the focus areas and the initiatives. And we hope that the next time we meet in London, we might be able to share an actual framework. And we're putting up as a question, maybe this can be a timeline of 12 months, because I think you need to give it some time for you to actually see the results. And you don't want to... be scampering around with new ideas and new priorities too often. Otherwise, you know, you have something that's very diffused. So thank you for listening to my monologue for the last 20 minutes. I don't know if Maureen, you want to add anything, or Siranush, or...
Maureen? Thank you, Quick. It's really important for us to set those focus areas, and probably we may open the floor now for some brainstorming. And just remember that there is no bad idea while brainstorming. So please share your ideas, because this is important for each and every one of us to move forward with. And I have the cue, Raf, Fuad, Liana, Gunela, Yanis. Okay, and why Jack?
Thank you. Raf Fatani for the transcript record. First of all, thank you, Quack. It's... Sorry? Talk into the mic, okay. I for one agree. I think there should be more cross-communication between what you're doing in terms of your engagement and us as a wider community, and crossing and working with the crossovers between what we both do. But I just wanted to ask a question that is slightly wider and above this slightly. Thank you for being here, but I also wanted to put on the record that there is another VP that maybe is or isn't aware that this is part of the remit, and I was wondering what sort of engagement there was with him in terms of engaging with what you've just discussed. But then that raises another bigger question. Is this Railo really too big in terms of a geographic location, in terms of the diversity that comes within that location? And I think that, you know, the fact that we have two VPs highlights this, and then it kind of begs to ask the bigger question, is this something that we also need to look into? Because if in terms of engagement at ICANN staff level, this needs to be divided up at such higher level in the hierarchy, is this something that we need to look into as well? Thank you.
Thank you for that. This is Quek for the record. I'll respond to this very briefly. There are actually not two VPs that are looking at this. There are four. So, and I was remiss in not mentioning this before. So obviously there's a conversation that has already been ongoing with Save, who takes care of Oceania. There's also a conversation going on with Baher, who takes care of many of our friends here. There is also an ongoing conversation with Michael Yakushev, who takes care of the
Eastern Europe.
Exactly. So it's actually four, and we have spoken to each other, and we have gotten alignment on this project. We are coming through this partly, and I'm leading this partly because this is something that's coming out from the Asia-Pacific hub of the three hubs. So I've fortunately or unfortunately become the face for this project. But I assure you that we've had this conversation before. The reason why they're not here today is because with all the concurring session tracks, they're not here. But with regard to your larger question about whether or not the RALO size is appropriate, I guess I'll leave that off the table and we can have another conversation. But I wanted to give you that assurance.
Thanks, Quick. Yeah, we are, for everyone to know, we are really quite diverse region, and we are the largest region, I assume, not with the numbers of ALS maybe, but territorially. And so we have four VPs covering all our regions. So, and I may assume that focus areas will be different based on different region-based, yeah, sub-regions within Asia-Pacific. So that's quite good to have different approaches. Fuad?
Thank you, Sirinush. Fuad Bajwa. I had a small question about how the bridging might be happening because, for example, my country, Pakistan, is actually right now the bridge between, let's say, the Middle Eastern adjoining country strategy and then the Asian-Pacific strategy. So it's so far we've worked on the Middle East strategy, and we've been contributing as well. AP Ralo, myself from AP Ralo, was contributing to the summer school. Rafe was contributing to the school on internet governance. Ali has been contributing to the planning of the whole program. So there's a lot of work which already AP Ralo is contributing within the Middle East part of the work. So how is it coming about? Because here so far we've not heard any working group being established and then, you know, reviewing all those things. I know there's some work going on over there. There's planning happening in the Asia-Pacific, but it's really not been coming out so far. So what are your comments on that?
Thank you. So I think amongst the regional VPs, we don't really want to draw a line in the sand to say that, okay, technically Pakistan is on Bahir's side of the house, but for example, Pakistan is a member of South Asia. And for South Asia, we are very lucky to have a security, stability, resiliency resource that might go to the South Asia NOC at SANOC to give presentations. And we're not saying that, oh, because you fall onto the Istanbul hub, we're going to cut you off. So I think we're not making a conscious effort to draw a line. While we understand that there are different nuances and different objectives that the different regions will have. So we have been trying to work together so that you don't have to choose either or. Because the issue isn't only here. For example, you will know that APTLD, for example, the Asia-Pacific... Okay, I know I shouldn't speak in acronyms, but the industry association APTLD, for example, has a geographical coverage that cuts in a different way that is different from the regional internet registry APNIC or the Asia Pacific Network Information Center, for example. So in response to that, I can only say that right now it's an art, not a science, and we try to keep that coordination. And if there are what we want to avoid is anyone between regions and falling into a crack. But if it's an overlap, I'm actually fairly happy if there's an overlap. I'm only worried if there's a crack But I hope that this group can remind us if you do see a crack emerging.
Thanks, quick. Liana.
Thank you, Liana Galustian, Armenian. I want to say I really support this initiative. This is a great idea. I just came here with the same question to raise here. Perhaps many of you have might to come across to see this book. This is Domain Names for Dummies. Yes, and this is very interesting for all those who are new, who don't know what to say. And I just wanted to say with this community, this is very important to have this kind of material and all you suggested here for our community to share. And APRALOS is really very diverse, not only for inclusion of so many countries, but also for having so many local languages included in there. So I wanted to have all this material really translated into local languages. And here, exactly, I'm very glad that you're already are working on this initiative to have material to be able to download and translate and to present for workshops and for everyone to share this. So I really support this idea, and I'm glad you're doing that. And if some kind of working groups will be called for working on this, I'll be glad to be with this and to translate all these materials. But I want also to say that sometimes it will be very difficult to translate, to have sources for this translation. If our colleagues from India, they are very many people working there, I can't say the same for our chapter, for our ALS. We are not so much, we don't have so much many members, and maybe a kind of support from staff, I don't know, can be useful here. We may collaborate on this. Thank you.
I think that we are diverse not only territorially but also language-wise, so we need translation of some key materials into our local languages to share with the community, and I assume that we'll be gathering the working group with the knowledge of those who are keen in some specific targeted languages. And together with that, I would like to let you know that today we have translation in Chinese. So please, if you want to speak in your local language in Chinese, feel free to do that. We have Thanks to our translators here, we have that translation. You want to comment?
Sure, I'll just quickly respond to that. I think that's a great intervention. And, you know, if we have something like domain names for dummies and we want to translate that, I think it will do so much in including people who would otherwise not be in the conversation to draw them in. So the language localization toolkit that we have is a little bit like ICANN for dummies. But I'll avoid that because it's not for dummies, it's for the uninitiated. But you hit on a great point here, because ICANN will never have the staffing resources to translate into all the languages in the region. It will never happen. India itself has 22 official languages, and these are only counting the official languages. I always run into an issue to say that, oh, you know, Japan is such an important market, how come it's only the six official languages? How come it's not in Japanese? And then when you do Japanese, I'm sure a question will follow, why not Korean? Why not Bahasa? Why not Thai? Why not Vietnamese? Where do you draw the line? And so we're really hoping that this becomes something that the community comes and partners us to work together. When we have the toolkit and the at-large structures who are in region and who maybe at an individual can do the translation of some very basic materials, can partner us, and there's a mechanism that makes it easy for you. You wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel and trawl through the website or do all of this. So this is what we're thinking in that direction.
Thanks. I would like to remind everyone before speaking, just name your, tell us your name, because the translators need to know. So Siranush Vardanyan for the record, and the floor is yours, Gunala. Am I right?
Yes, it's Gonala. Gonala asked to bring for the record. Thanks, Siranush. Obviously, this particular region has a huge population, and the number of ALSs is probably not representative of the large population. I learned last night that in Canada there's 13 ALSs, I think, which really surprised me. So obviously there's a lot of outreach to be done. And Quick, you mentioned the word accessibility, and every time I hear the word accessibility, I sort of spark up. And obviously accessibility has a lot of different meanings, and it can be access to infrastructure, access to languages. In my community, accessibility as against access means accessibility for people with disability. And I'm not sure in what way you meant accessibility there, but certainly languages are extremely important, and I recognize and support that particular toolkit. But I'm also wondering if there's a possibility in this region to look at a model of outreach towards newer ALSs applying from the disadvantaged sectors like disability, and how we can do that. And it could be that we consider any documents online documents to follow the International Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, and look at venues when there are meetings in the region that they are accessible as well. So it's just looking at those aspects for consideration. Thanks.
Thanks, Gunilla. It's really very important topic, and I would like to everyone know that in Singapore we initiated the new accessibility ad hoc working group, and Gunilla is one of the members of this working group, did a great presentation on accessibility issues. Chair of this working group is Cheryl. So we started, and together with ICANN, together with support from ICANN staff also, this new initiative will move forward to involve more ALSs who are dealing with disability issues. So this is really quite important. And probably during one of our monthly calls, we would ask Gunilla to make a presentation for everyone to know more specifics of how we can do more outreach to involve people with disabilities in our RALO. Next one is Yanis, please.
Yanis Lee from the Transcript Record. I just want to say that this kind of collaboration between the Hubs and the RALOs is really good, and actually there have been a lot of discussions about this capacity building over the 2 days that our thematic groups talk about, and how to make sure that like ALAT members are not burn out from their voluntary work, and which we in general there are many positive feedback actually about the capacity building webinars that we have done for this Atlas too. So I think actually it would be good if within our RALOs can map out like a series of issues that we would like to educate our members on, and to really develop their skill, their capacity in commenting on this kind of policy. I think it would be good the API Hub can help with like organizing these kind of webinars beside our AP RALO monthly calls.
Good idea. For those who were able to participate in pre-Atlas 2 webinars, that's good. But for those who were not able to be there, all this information is posted online. So staff, please post also the link to those webinars. And I will really highly encourage you to go and to listen, to find the time to listen to those webinars. They are really... this is for the first time ever organized this such big type of webinars for all Atlas 2 members. So please go and check the information there. And start think about the future activities based on the information you gain there. The next, YJ, please.
YJ Park for the Transcript Record. First, I welcome this kind of initiative, but on the other hand, I want you to look into some other kind of the dimension of the hub. For example, I'm not so sure how much resource you can depend on in implementing this kind of initiative. I think one of the main the challenge for our region is the participation, as you just explained, but not only users, but also the business sector and government sector. And I know APEC has been working very closely with some business constituency. And so I think that is a very good direction, but also as the a larger structure, what we want from now on, I think, is more like connections with other stakeholders. So after Mexico, I think we achieved some kind of internal growth among ourselves, but with this kind of the London ELAS, I think from now on, ELAS really needs to be influencing some policy development with other stakeholders. So far, we are kind of like internally isolated. We kind of talk to each other, and we are not very good to talk to other constituency and stakeholders. So maybe when we develop this kind of initiative, I think it might be better for us to be with other stakeholders, if that's possible. So rather than just the AP RALO and APEC, it might be more effective for us to be with other constituencies. I know you have a lot of challenge to reach out those business sectors in Asia. I think that's really important because, as we all know, they are not here yet in this process, and again, many governments are not here yet as well. So I think that should be probably like APEC, one of the priority which we are going to support. And but as a user, when you bring all those the other stakeholders, we wanted to work with them together. You know, so I think from now on, the ELAS really needs to work with other stakeholders and make sure we contribute to those policy development rather than we work kind of internally among ourselves. So hopefully you can sort of count this, you know, consideration in when you plan the further development. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that was a very useful intervention together with the other interventions we've heard. So I think right now we hear the bubbling of a lot of different priorities. For example, it could be capacity building, it could be accessibility, and then there is a need to define it and scope it. And also, you know, this group's communications or alliances with the other stakeholder groups as well. So I just wanted to say that this was exactly what we were hoping for, that all these can come together, can come to the table, and then of these, we agree on what we will focus on for the next 12 months, and then we can move that one step further to see how we can support the work. Because obviously, when you talk about the needs on the table, you probably will have infinite needs while you only have finite resources. So I think this is a great start to that conversation, and I look forward to seeing what AP RALO decides will be that list of priorities.
Sir Anush, for the record, completely agree, and that's why that was initially the purpose of opening this discussion for all of you who are here. There is a good news also that capacity building working group decides to continue the series of webinars. So there will be continuation of similar webinars, and we'll be keeping you on the loop, sending the information. So that's the very good news. Holly?
Thank you, Sirenesh. Holly Raish for the record. Just following on from YJ and the ideas of the webinars, I think the focus of just whatever priorities are, ICANN in its many, many, many little groups comes up with some very interesting policies, and I think finding your way in and finding out what interests you is always the challenge. I, yesterday just sat in on the Urolo meeting. There was a lot of discussion about data retention and privacy, and it was news to every one of them that there's a thing called the Privacy Proxy Working Group, and there was another big surprise in the expert working group. So it was having to say, by the way, there's a lot of work going on right now, and there's a lot of interest in this area, in those issues, bringing people in and letting them understand. So yes, the webinars are there, but actually having maybe 5 or 10 minutes every monthly call saying, these are the issues that are going on, and if people have real interest in those areas, this is actually how to participate. Being a member of the working group is pretty arduous, but even getting in contact with somebody who is on the working group, looking at the webinar, understanding those policy issues, because ultimately that's what we do. And ultimately, we're going to make a difference, because when policies are developed, the reason that we're at the centre is that we have a voice and we actually have to use it. Thanks.
Thanks, Holly. Anupam?
Thanks. Just a comment. Is it okay? Oh, Anupam Agarwal, ISOC Calcutta ALS. Just a comment that we do have 22 official languages in India, but primarily most of the government work gets done through two, Hindi and English. So, and we have applied for 6 IDNs from India. So if we cover, at least have the language toolkit worked for these 6 or 7 languages, I think we'll be covering most of the people from the India region. The second point was with respect to the focus areas. So it is really a very big region, Eperalo. And when you are deciding the focus areas, there has to be a sub-region focus also to be given. And then you can come up with the larger focus areas. So just wanted to put on records that there has to be a sub-region focus as well when you are deciding the priorities.
Thanks, Anupam. Sunil?
Sunil Lal for the record. So I must commend the work that is being done to sort of... The work that is being done to outreach to the ALSs and in terms of the capacity building that is being done, clearly with these kinds of actions you are being more inclusive and get a wider participation, and the language is obviously going to help. I must agree with Anupam in that the work we are doing. I mean, Eperalo is really big and it's quite diverse, and what we need to be able to do is to have focus. Groups for particular areas. Like, for instance, just one specific example is the At Last webinars we were having. They were excellent tools for us to become aware and acquainted with all those terminologies within the ICANN, and I really found it very useful. The only the one thing that actually would have kept our people from participating greatly was the fact that these webinars were organized at the time of day where most of us would be catching a good night's sleep. So only those who are dedicated, and in fact I found it so useful that I did not mind 1 or 2, 3 a.m. Waking up and then attending these. But clearly if the timing can be adjusted to reach out to the people who are who needs to be focused, I think you will have a much greater penetration of the and much more effectiveness of the things that we want to be doing. Thank you.
Thanks. Yes, timing is always an issue, especially for our region. And these webinars were supposed to be decent time for all 5 regions, so it was impossible actually for many of us to participate in all of them. That's why they are recorded and they are online. But the ones which we will be planning to open for Eperalo, probably may try to find some decent time for all of us to be able to participate. And I'm not sure which will be this decent time, actually, honestly saying.
I know.
Yeah. Sunny, please.
Thank you, Chair. This is Sunny from NetMission for the record. I certainly believe that capacity building is one of the first steps before we can keep engaging in ICANN affairs. And I like the idea of those webinars are kept online so that people can access it at a later time. But I also know that within ICANN, there is another initiative called ICANN Learn. I'm not sure if there is any collaboration between these two initiatives, like the webinars and the ICANN Learn, or they're actually serving different purposes. Maybe you can give us a short response on whether these two initiatives are interrelated. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. This is Quick for the record. So ICANN Learn is a platform that I would describe as being one of the many concurrent initiatives that are meant to be complementary and serve the same purpose. So if we manage to get something like the domain name for dummies out, this would be something that would be on ICANN Learn. And ICANN Learn as well has a function where you can request for causes. For example, if you wanted something like names collisions for dummies, this is potentially something that you can get from the website. When we do have the language localization toolkit out, we will also be putting that on ICANN Learn as well. Just to close off on another point in terms of webinars, I don't know if everybody was in the room yesterday, but from the Asia Pacific Hub, we do hear clearly the problem of webinar times, and the time that we found very useful is 11 o'clock Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Beijing, which is 8:30 Delhi. I'm not familiar with Central Asian times.
UTC. It's 1900 UTC. Reverse instead. It's 3 a.m. UTC. 11 minus 8. 11 minus 8 is 3 a.m. UTC. Yeah, I'm very sure it's 3 a.m. UTC.
We can fact check this, but you know, we can always shift it. The idea is that at least within the Asia Pacific region, there should be a time, whether you move west or east, that can accommodate all of us. And what we're doing here is to set the exact same time so that it's predictable. I think we have every second Thursday in a bi-monthly format where it will be the webinar time, and then the issues will change. I'll let Siranush moderate. I have to go for another session.
I just would like to thank Quick and say that we will continue this discussion, of course, via our mailing list, because this is really very important. And let's put a deliverable for us that for the coming 2 months, we can set for ourselves the priority focused areas, and you will send your feedback to Maureen, who graciously agreed to take notes today and will continue summing up all this information. And we will discuss this with our VPs. All four VPs, I hope, will join also this. We will discuss and we will start putting into action all those focus areas which are prioritized by the region. Can we agree on that? Any objections? Yes? Why?
Yeah, YJ Park, not objection, but I noted this a little bit of the sensitivity to time. And I know we are very sensitive to the language translation issues, but I don't think we are really sensitive to this the time kind of the identification. For example, for me, UTC, I've never really heard of UTC kind of the time frame. So whenever I notice UTC, I always have to Google or search something, how that translate into my local time. Sometimes I feel very nervous whether I missed real right time or something. So maybe we can be a little bit more sensitive to our time zone as well. So when we announce those meetings, I really urge you to notice other time zones as well, you know?
We need to let Quick go for now and then we'll continue. Yeah. Maureen?
We are involved in heaps and heaps of meetings, and
And I can assure you that the UTC time, because it's standard, time, globally. And I just know, for example, that when I see UTC, I just deduct 10 hours from UTC, and I know what my time is. So from wherever you are, you just work out what the thing is, and then whatever time you get, you just, it's just a lot more consistent, I tell you.
Sorry, there should be a queue. Sylvia, please.
Yes, Silvia Vivanco, staff. I just wanted to mention that our invites have a link, and there you click and you will translate to your local time. And over time, I also found, when I joined ICANN, I found very confusing the UTC, but now, after a while, I already know the times by heart, so you will get used to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Silvia, YJ Park, but I think many times somehow the link didn't really work out, and that was the problem. And again, why not we just sort of indicate other time zone as well, as much as we are sensitive to the translation, because probably a lot of you in this Asia Pacific region, at least some countries, we didn't really use UTC. It's like a sort of when people enforce English as kind of the official language, this community kind of like enforces UTC as more like a standard, which was not the standard in many parts of the Asia Pacific region. So I think we can really be sensitive, or also a little bit diversify the different time zone. At least, for example, if we know what's the time frame in either Beijing in Hong Kong or Singapore or Japan, then I can sort of relate with those time zone. But with UTC minus whatever time, and it's very difficult to just imagine what time zone I have to participate.
Fuad?
I want to respond to Vijay. Vijay, whenever they send out any email, right in the third line or the second line of the email, there's a link for all other time zones. Please click this link. And when that opens up, you have one page on timeanddate.com, which has the exact timings that, with regards to your city. So I think it has been actually really convenient. It might be the fact that, with the overflow of the amount of traffic of emails in our accounts, we sometimes only tend to look at the subject and we might be missing it. But really, that inclusion in all ALAC communication of the time zones is really helpful. It's really actually working out. So maybe it's just to just for everyone, whenever you get an email from AP Rallo or at large for any webinar or any meeting, you will always see in the second or third line, for all time zones, please click here. It opens up to the website called timeanddate.com. And hopefully, against the UTC, your times, according to your cities, will be converted, all major cities of the world. Thank you.
Thanks, Fat. And just to let you know that ICANN works in UTC zone. So please try to find out for yourselves what UTC time are you plus, minus, so, and that will be easier just to calculate. Nirmal?
Yeah, hi, this is Nirmal for the records from ISVK India. I also face a lot of problem on participating on the monthly calls as well as these webinars. So I have two suggestions to make, and we can move a motion if required for that. One is that the monthly call should be, currently it happens on the working day and working hours. It becomes very difficult for a lot of us to participate and attend them, bringing down the attendance on the working call. So if the group over here is fine, can we move it to Saturday? And the second suggestion is on the webinars, can we have two times for webinars? Because we are covering a very large area. So can we have two times for each webinar, one in the... So it suits all the time zones. So these are my two suggestions, as well as if it could be moved for the motion.
Thank you, Nirmal. Related to your first suggestion, Saturday and Sunday, it was discussed several times, but we should also rely on our ICANN staff who is working all 5 days. So we can't ask them to work on Saturdays and Sundays as well. So please try to find this brief and small time once a month at least, which can be available for the monthly call, because it's really difficult for staff also to come on Sundays and Saturdays to work. So changing the working date into non-working date, I mean, weekends, it's not possible way. So let's deal with that. Someone catch my mic, huh? Someone... Wait. Yeah, but let me finish. Related to your second? Nirwal, we will... No, stop doing that, guys. We are not playing games here. So, related to your second suggestion, that's good suggestion. We probably will think about that, having two time zones covered or two webinars covering the same topic. Yes, please, the floor is yours.
I have a small comment. This is Jangi from Bangladesh. Every webinar that date and schedule comes from Google date format. It's fine, but sometimes I found that some of date or time from not coming Google format. It is helpful, Google calendar, to find the format, Google format, date and time. Just click on this and calendar will be added. So this is helpful for all of us. So I can install, we could try to become a Google format time schedule, then that will be helpful for all of us.
Thank you. One question while I'll come to you. One question while we all are here as well. This is very good opportunity for all of us to find out. I would like all those who are not subscribed to AP Rallo mailing list, raise their hands, please. Yasuichi, you are not subscribed to the mailing list? Chester, you are not subscribed? Aris? Sunny? So, please, keep your hand raised. Mohan, staff, please take note who is not subscribed to the mailing list. From now on, this will not be an excuse for you that you didn't get an email from AP Rallo. So, staff, please make sure everybody is subscribed to AP Rallo mailing list and they are informed what is being discussed, because a lot of discussion is going on through our mailing list. We can't meet every month in person. So mailing list is the only opportunity for us to be on the loop. There are monthly calls information, monthly report updates. There are a lot of stuff going on through email, consensus calls, nominations, different type of priorities set for the region. So please make sure your name is being sent to staff, and staff will take care to include your names there, and there will be no excuse anymore that you didn't get that email. Okay? Thank you. Names to Ariel. Send your names to Ariel. Ariel, can you give your email address to those who are not aware?
This is Ariel for the record. If you're not subscribed to the mailing list, just send an email to staff@atlarge.icann.org and indicate that you want to subscribe to the AP Rallo Discuss mailing list, and I will add you to the mailing list.
Second question related today, is there anyone who has no access to Wikispace? Wikispace, because we have Wikispace where we put all our information online. So is there anyone who doesn't have access to Wikispace? Holly?
My comment is not that I don't have access, it's just that it's hard to find that we have a website that is not intuitive, so actually finding the bloody thing, frankly, is a challenge. So I will repeat how many times that I have problems with that. And if we actually have discussions, the way I always find where to go is I have to find the email, and then that has the link to the wiki space. So just too many links to too many spaces. They ought to all be gathered in one place so you can go to one place and find it. Now, you can do that with the policy discussions. If you do, if you go to the ALAC policy, you do have access to all the policy stuff. But getting stuff for ALAC, there are just too many wikis, frankly.
So I agree, but we tried to do a little bit some... We compiled a couple of files all together for AP Rallo, and probably Maureen would like to comment on that.
I'm not quite sure whether you're meaning the ALAC stuff, AP Rallo stuff, because that should be actually quite easy. It's easier to find. We've actually got a new thing. But if you're ever looking for anything, use the search. Use the search engine. I mean, I use it all the time because I can't find half the stuff anyway, so...
Actually, AP Rallo space, if you give search for AP Rallo on the left side, it's quite easy because we try to combine all the discussions on the specific topic. So current discussions, our monthly calls, some specifics are really easy to find now. We did really good job in compiling all that information. We also have the space for ALSs. And there are new ALSs joined on us recently. I would like to ask you to send your logo and the brief information about your organization to the staff to post, or to me, to post on this wiki. So we have all our information updated there. And one request as well. Whenever there is a change of contact person, please let the staff know about this, because we need to have updated information in our, at least in our wiki space. It helps us to keep on the loop everyone. So if there is any person leaving the position, leaving the ALS, just please take the time to inform one of us. Thank you. Yes, let's close this discussion. We decided that you will come up. If you have any suggestions for our focus areas, please send your suggestions during the coming 1 month, and we will compile this information and come back to you with that. I want to give the floor to Maureen, who would like to speak about metrics, about new rules of procedures, and about... our expectations of your participation, about your expectations of our involvement. And I would like to highlight one point here. Whenever you have a need, you should speak out about that need. We wouldn't guess or wouldn't know what you need and what are your expectations for us to meet your expectations. So try to be participatory. So if you need something, let us know you need something. Otherwise, we wouldn't guess that you need that, and we wouldn't think of that maybe this ALS doesn't have this information or need this capacity building. So please, let's make this interactive. Let's all of us be participatory in this process. Okay? Maureen, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I'm just putting in a link for the rules of procedure and stuff. Right. Okay. One of the things that we've been doing for about a year now has been coordinating a set of rules of procedure for AP Rallo. Cheryl and I spent a lot of time working on the ALAC rules of procedure. That took about a year and a half. And so we were quite intimate with those rules. And so when it came to what we wanted to do in AP Rallo, we were really keen that the rules that we use for our organisation actually sort of like matched what was the ALAC the ALEC process. So, hang on, I'm just going to... What I've done is put the link in there so that you can actually refer to them as we're sort of like going through. Can you just go up to the next... Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is what I'm going to be going through. With using the rules of procedure, which you can flick through as we're going through them, to look at, first of all, the leadership team, how the leadership team is elected, and it's all in the rules, and the membership of the leadership team, the role of ALEC structures, the at-large structures, there's a section in the rules on that, and accountability of ALSs. Now, this is where we're, involved, Cheryl and I. I don't know why I always sort of like end up with Cheryl, but we're working together on the metrics for ALAC, and also we want to look at the metrics for ALSs, for AP Ralo. But that's not for us to do. That's for AP Ralo to do. But the rules are actually in our rule structure. The second thing I want to talk about was accountability of ALAC members. Now we've got two ALAC elected ALAC members, and that's Holly and myself. Fortunately, Ruffy doesn't actually sort of like fit into this sort of like model because he gets selected by somebody else. But there's an accountability thing that which we are also looking at for ALAC members. So I just wanted to explain that to you. The third item that I wanted to look at was it's a new initiative, and I think YJ, it's the sort of thing that we're actually looking at. I'm the CCNSO liaison, as you know, and one of the things that we talked about in our last meeting was ways in which ALAC and the CCNSO could work together. And in light of the fact that this was the Atlas sort of like summit, we sort of like looked at, first of all, well, just put a hands up, show of hands here. Who knows or which ALSs in this room have a relationship with the CCTLDs in their countries? Right, okay. Well, there's not too many. And that's what we want to do. We want to actually build some knowledge about CCTLDs and just as a starter of collaboration with another SO. So that, well, I'll be explaining a little bit about what we're doing in that line. Okay, so the first thing, and if you're looking at sort of like the rules of procedure, just, for example, going through the various sections. Section A is just the introduction. Section B, looking at basically the role of AP Ralo and its associated responsibilities. Section C, looking at meetings, decision making. The roles and responsibilities of members in relation to decision making, and then Section D, which is an important section for us in relation to the election of our officers, selections. Now, one of the things when we say we have elections, one of the important things about AP Ralo, and I think Cheryl mentioned it the other day, is that we work by consensus. It's very seldom we actually hold a vote. We do have a vote, you know, if crunch comes to crunch, where we do have a vote, but it's generally consensus. And so, I mean, it's not an onerous document, but it is a living document. I mean, we sort of like assume that, I think just not long after we'd sort of like put it together, we sort of like realised that there were bits that were missing. But I think it was when we were going through the selection of officers, because this was a new document and we obviously hadn't taken everything into account. And I think that as we go through things, as people identify things, this is what, as Sarah Nush said, this is where if you identify something, raise it. And it's one of the things too, it's a good, one of the reasons why we wanted to bring up these rules of procedure at this particular time, when we've got everyone together, is that we want you to feel comfortable about raising things that are important to you, because if they're important to you, they're important to us. So, okay, I don't actually have that much time, seeing as Quek took it all. So we'll just move on. Can I have the next slide? So you guys have got the rules of procedure. You know where to find it. Just read them. You know, nighttime reading. Looking at the AP Rallo leadership team, recently elected from within our organisation. Outlining that. The leadership team has the chair, two vice chairs, and the secretariat. Those are the offices of AP Rallo, and that every year you will be electing. And I think we've had elections for ALAC, ALAC members, but you will be electing every year a member for the ALAC. My term finishes at the end of next year sometime, and Holly has just been elected to the re-elected for the ALAC, so she will have two years, and my position will become vacant at the end of next year. But Rafid, I think his position I think is on an. He's got 2 years. Yeah. So, and of course we've got two new vice chairs coming in, and of course this is where we wanted Cheryl, who's the sort of like the guru on sort of like the actual process, to come in and sort of like finalise that. So we'll leave that bit. But anything to do with the leadership team, of course, is in section 5.5 plus. Okay, in the rules of procedure. So that's important. Can I have next one, please, Ariel? Right. Now, it might be an idea if you actually have a look at your own 11.1, because some of that seems to have vanished. But this is the section which looks at performance. And I think this is one of the key things that we wanted to raise today, is the importance of you as our ALSs to AP Rallo, why you are important. Okay, and I think that this section sort of like really does. This is the introductory section, and you know, like it says that you know really that the AP Rallo can't operate effectively if you guys aren't being effective ALSs, okay? So that we'd really like you to, satisfactory performance is a concept, complex concept. And, I mean, I've been involved in trying to sort of, like, devise some metrics for the ALAC, and honestly, every single Rallo had an idea, had a different idea of what they wanted or what they didn't feel that they needed to be to have their performance that they didn't feel that they were accountable to anyone, even though they were they were on the ALAC, they didn't feel that they were accountable. However, the rules of procedure actually state that they are to be made accountable in some way. But what we've done is we've left the Rallos, we've left that the actual assessment up to the Rallos. So what Sirinush has got to do is, and working with you, I mean, it's not for me to actually sort of like say how you're going to do it, but it is the responsibility of AP Rallo to devise and to report to me, because I'm actually collecting the data, devise a way of ensuring that your ALAC members are meeting your, levels of performance. So, and that might need a working group or something to, but that's your decision. how you decide that. And that will go back to the metrics working group so that we can coordinate it all. Again, it'll be something for you to read in that section 11 on the performance of the role of the ALSs. And I think that, can I have the next slide, please? When we're looking at sort of like accountability, I think it's sort of like mentioned in there, but we could be, you know, like we're looking at, as for ALAC, we're looking at attendance, representation, and voting. Well, voting, more consensus for ALSs. And so what we want to do, too, is we're looking at some sort of like metrics that might help us gauge effectiveness of some ALSs. Just before Atlas 2, I think the ALAC voted on the unaccreditation. What do you call it?
Decertification
of about three ALSs, because we found that they either had disbanded, they weren't effective, they weren't participating, or we hadn't been able to make contact with them for ages and that sort of stuff. So there's a set of criteria, and it's not as if we sort of say, oh, I haven't heard from these guys for a long time, we're just going to, you know, move them off. It doesn't happen like that. There's actually a very, you know, strict process. Just as there's a very sort of like rigid process of getting people registered as an ALS. You know, if we, the process is sort of like quite, you know, is quite strict. And so therefore, there's a lot of, the staff go through a lot of work to make sure that they've got all the evidence that says that an ALS is not being effective. And in fact, when it all boils down, I mean, the attendance, whether they're participating in working groups, and whether they've, you know, actually sort of like participated in anything to do with ICANN over a period of time, just, you know, like, I mean, they log that in, and that sort of like contributes to it. But, you know, like, attendance at face-to-face and online AP RALO meetings, we're keeping a log, or, you know, we do keep a log of people who attend AP RALO meetings. It's really important, as Sirinush said, to, you know, that you actually come, the agenda is sent out early. If you've got anything to say, if you want to add another agenda item, just let Sirinush know and you can, you know, have your say. Working groups, we really want you to at least be part of it, you know, like join at least one working group. And, you know, like there's quite a lot of, there's a pile of working groups going. And Sirinush will make sure that you know which ones they are. Next. Okay, this is the one that you guys are going to have to be working on. This is the one that actually will evaluate your ALAC members. So we'll be trembling in our shoes. But, you know, the attendance sort of like side of things is basically taken care of by the staff. They attend all our meetings and they keep a log of attendance. But the sorts of meetings that, you know, like that we're involved in anyway in every month would involve, you know, like there's one ALAC meeting, which can generally go for about 3 hours. The ALAC leadership team meetings, there's two of those a month and they can go for a couple of hours, and of course your AP RALO. But for representation for ALAC, of course your contribution and participation is at a slightly different level, so you know, I mean, you guys got to take that into account. And the voting, there is regular voting, and you know, if we actually, our names are taken for votes, and if we don't vote for so many, you know, times, you know, that's noted. Next. Must be nearly finished. Oh, right, okay. This is to end it. At our last meeting, one of the things that we mentioned was the aliases and the relationship that they have with their country code top level domain, the managers. Mainly because, you know, ICANN is very much related to sort of like the two top level domains, and so therefore a relationship with your country code we felt might be quite appropriate. So we're probably sort of like some webinars, some sort of like training packages that actually look at what CCTLDs are all about, how they work, how they're managed. Cheryl and I have been involved in a framework of interpretation working group, which has been looking at a paper that looks at redelegation and revocation of top-level domains, CCTLDs. And this particular paper has been worked on for 6 years. They have fortnightly meetings for 6 years, and they have looked at every single word. This is really, really important, this document, because it is it actually sort of sets guidelines for managers to manage these CCTLDs. What happens is that once they have actually agreed, and we at one stage thought that we would have gotten it ready for this meeting, but a couple of weeks ago, a couple of the guys and the team is made up of CCTLD managers and GAC, and it's a multi-stakeholder group. And, they disagreed with one section, so they basically had to start all over again in this particular bit. So they've gone back, and so we've got a meeting on Thursday. Hopefully we can get this resolved. It's got to get, once it's resolved by the group, then it goes to the board, and the board's got to endorse it. Once it goes to the board and the board has endorsed it, then it goes to IANA. So that's the level that this is, and that's why it's taken 6 years. But if, you know, like with this, you're going to find out, in fact, if you get to know your CCTLDs, you'll actually probably get to read this document and get to know it intimately. But this is just the start of a project, so we've only just initiated this. What I've actually sort of like, I have put online for each of the RALOs is the first column that looks at it's got the CCTLDs. Those CCTLDs are the ones that are members of CCNSO. Where you've got, for example, Bangladesh, where I've got Bangladesh, Bangladesh isn't a member yet. But so it'll be your job, Jahangir, to go in there and say, why don't you join CCNSO? Go.
Sorry, actually I'm really deeply involved with the .bd. I'm now migrating .bd version 4 to 10, but actually I forgot to import these pages to update. I'm looking forward to work on this.
Sure.
Thank you, Maureen. Fawad Bajwa. There's a small problem over here. The CCTLDs, some of the CCTLDs were established before ICANN. So they have a direct contract with IANA, but not with ICANN. So that's the kind of problem we have even for Pakistan, that, you know, you can really talk to them, maybe with a personal link, but if you try to talk to them within terms of ICANN, it becomes like it's really hard to establish the relationship because they're not with ICANN. They're from IANA, and it's their contribution if they attend ICANN meetings on their own.
Well, that's an interesting point because one of the things in the GAC meeting we had when the CCNSO met with the GAC yesterday, one of the things that, because the CCNSO is going to have four members on the IANA coordinating group, and they're going through the process of selecting those four people, and one of the GAC members asked if a CCTLD that was not a member of the CCNSO could actually be considered as part of the group. And it was, so, I mean, it's that sort of thing. I mean, even though Bangladesh isn't, you know, a formal member of the CCNSO, you might have someone to, you know, who would be really good, and they'd have to put their name forward or whatever. So, I mean, it was something that that sort of came up, which was quite interesting. I think that's it. I'm done my dash, and I'm just a little bit over 12:30. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Maureen. It's a very important topic. I would like also to let everyone know, and I assume that you all are aware, but AP Rallo is privileged indeed to sign Memorandum of Understanding official MOUs in Singapore with APTLD, Asia Pacific Top Domain Name, Top Domain Level, Top Level Domain, and APNIC, Asia Pacific Network Information Center. So we have official MOUs with those regional leaders, and they both agreed to support our ALSs in providing the information whenever they have any training available for us, whenever we can ask or go and visit their meetings, which they are holding three times. APTLD is holding three times a year. So this is very important for us to take the opportunity out of that partnership. Of course, I have invited both representatives from APTLD and APNIC to our today's General Assembly, but unfortunately they were not able to join us. But there is really an open partnership, and I would encourage all of you to take the opportunity, to take the chance to use that opportunity. And whenever they have a meeting, somewhere which is close to your location, take a chance to go there and to participate, and make sure they know that you are from AP Rallo, and you will get a full benefit of our partnership with them. Yasuichi, you have your hand raised.
Thank you. Yasuichi from ISOC JP, and I have just one quick question. So the actually that you mentioned about the CCTLD, that is based on the country or the economy, but also in Asian Pacific area, some of the multiple such the organization with including some of the multiple countries or economy also. So such organization can also attend the AP Rallo or not? This is my question.
You mean participate in AP Rallo or what?
So the for example, the I'm attending here as one of the member of the LS Japan. So, but for example, in Asian Pacific area, so some organization involves multiple countries. So for in such case, their base is not on the economies of our countries, but their base is on the just the multiple such the organization which is covering the Asian Pacific area. So such organization can join this AP Rallo or not.
Thank you for that. This is Maureen for the record. I think, like, for example, my ALS is the Pacific Islands chapter of ISOC, and there are 22 countries. So, yes, you can belong to a group that actually covers a wide range. So it's just the members of PIC ISOC are from across the region. So did you have an organization that you in mind?
Yes, actually, I'm also working for the APAN, the Asian Pacific Advanced Network. This is the source of the research and education network of the Asian Pacific area. So, actually, of course, just my idea. So that this is not the idea of this organization, but also this APAN involves the multiple countries or economies inside of the Asian Pacific area. So that is my just the idea.
They would just have to join. They could join as an ALS if they wanted to, single.
Yasuichi Siranush, for the record. Yasuichi, this may be your first step to put forward outreach activities and explain them who we are and invite them to join AP Rollo.
I will. Thank you very much.
Fuad.
Thank you, Siranush, for what, Bajwa. Coming back to the MOUs we signed with both the organizations, APNIC and APTLD, maybe first of all, I'd like to sort of, this was missing, I forgot this in Singapore, but again, I would like to congratulate the APRALO members who drafted all the both the MOUs and who proposed all the activities for that. I think one thing, I wouldn't want to lose those people back to the busy work that they've been doing, including Maureen and so forth. And somehow, maybe I propose a motion for the creation of a partnership working group, which actually takes the MOUs further and continues to keep the relationship alive with these TLDs, and on monthly calls can come back and update the AP Rallo community that on what is happening. And then this could also act as one of the center points for disseminating information about what the partners are doing, what meetings are coming up, who is available, who can get time off from their jobs or from their work, and they can actually go and contribute at these. So this could be actually be a conjunction with the outreach planning and activities. Yeah.
Thanks, Fuad. And this is really a very important point, and I would like you to volunteer to take lead on sharing the information with, because after our Singapore meeting, I have sent several updates from APTLD and APNIC to our ALSs, but I would like from now on it would be coordinated somehow, the information shared. So Fuad, please agree to lead this keep the pen, just be a pen holder for this, to share the information what's going on in APNIC and APTLD, and share the information with our ALSs from now on, please.
Thank you, Siranush. Fuad Bajwa. I'll agree to create the working group with condition that we'll do it through email. This working group will work through email. We will not call you on a monthly call. In fact, we will only report back to the AP Rallo meeting, which the monthly meeting, because that will make it easier, because there's so many other volunteering going on to other working groups, so I think we don't really want to put in another one. But what we can do is we can update on a monthly basis through the APAC discussion list, as well as through the monthly meeting, the opportunities available, who can contribute, and the monthly call can sort of act as where members of the AP Rallo community in a transparent and accountable manner can volunteer to join those activities instead of somebody selecting them to go, right? So it could be actually so that the whole thing just remains open. So I can coordinate according to the terms and conditions laid out in the MOUs with the partners and keep the leadership updated on the monthly calls as well as the community. Thank you.
Siranush, for the record, thanks for that. And I think that will be really useful to you to come up with updates during our monthly calls, so, and share the information via mailing list. Sunil?
Thank you, Chair. Sunil Lal, for the record. So my comment is in relation to Maureen's presentation on no, performance of ALSs and ALACs. If you look at it, when ALSs apply for certification within ICANN, there is one unified, terms of reference and one set of rules. Therefore, what follows is that when you're looking at evaluating the performance of the ALSs and even which leading up to deregistration, I feel that that set of procedures should be uniformly applied across all the RALOs. So instead of AP RALO having its own set of
rules and another RALO having their own rules to measure the ALSS, I feel that maybe it would be better and perhaps in the best interest that if all our RALO leaders get together and then come up with a unified terms of reference which is applicable to all ALSS, so that we don't have ALSS which are feeling a bit short-changed or feeling that they have a slightly different treatment just because they happen to be in one region. Just a thought.
Our initial thought with these metrics is not to measure how bad we are working or how bad we behave, but to measure our successes. So to highlight our successes and to share with everyone. So this is, we should look at these metrics from positive side, because we want to highlight positive aspects of those.
So I mean, in that regard, what I feel is like if you're looking at matrices like attendance at meeting, this is like a very very small level of measurement to say how much an ALS is performing just based on the attendance. Maybe higher level constructs like KPIs, for instance, the implementation of the language toolkit in your region could be classified as one milestone. And if an ALS achieves that, that is something you can measure. That's much more meaningful than recording attendances, which people can easily rig. You can switch on your Adobe Connect and then go off to sleep, and then you get ranked as being one of the most effective ALSs when in fact you are not doing much. Thank you.
You are completely right. So the metrics will cover the real attendance is a very, very small part of it. There are really more deep measurements and highlights coming from you, which we all together should measure. YJ?
YJ Park, transcript record. Well, this CCTLD issue is very complicated one. So I welcome those more engagement CCNSO. But on the other hand, our engagement CCNSO needs to be very limited rather than very extensive participation, because as we all know, CCTLD in this space is treated as a very special sovereign space. That means as a large user like us, we do not have the substantial role for other CCTLDs. So what's our sort of the efforts to reach out all those the CCTLDs or APTLDs as a user where we are not going to be recognized serious stakeholders in this space? And so I think sort of some of people like Maureen or somebody who can liaise with the CCNSO, they can update a little bit about their discussion. But as you all know, the main CCTLD policies are also very limited. They don't talk about their CCTLD policies in the global space. What they are talking about is how much they are going to contribute to ICANN. That's the main issue for them, and also some kind of the regional issue and delegation issue, which has been taking more than 6 years, which they are now going to finalize their outcome. So they are the kind of the main issues. They don't really talk about those issues with ICANN and what will be our role in their organization. And I don't think they will seriously consider user as one of their stakeholders. We, ALS, we can do that kind of outreach with our counterpartnering, the CCTLDs in the national level, but not regional or not global level. So with our limited resources, I think it might be much more effective for us to concentrate on these GTLD spaces. Now we have a very interesting new agendas like CTTLDs, right? That's not really CCTLDs, but that's kind of GTLDs. But a lot of those city authorities, they are more like government. So this is the kind of the area we can contribute to as user, but not directly with the CCTLDs. I don't think CCTLD will welcome our contribution. And under this kind of very complicated dynamic spaces like ICANN, which is continuously evolving, like CTTLDs, that's the kind of the space where we should contribute to. What are the CTTLDs? Are they similar to CCTLDs, and are they similar to GTLDs? Technically, they currently belong to GTLDs. But a lot of those, the applicants, they are governments, city governments. Some of them, they feel like they are more, they should be treated like CCTLDs. So that's the kind of very interesting area we as users have to contribute, rather than the existing CCTLDs where we don't really have that much capacity or the space. I think that's my ideas.
I just want to respond just to that about the differences. With the CCTLDs, CCNSO does not write policy for CCTLDs because CCTLDs belong to the countries. The countries have their own laws, their own management. There are, you know, like the IANA, for example, the paper that... That one paper that they're working on at the moment has guidelines on how the managers manage it from the perspective of IANA. But that's probably the only sort of like input they have. The way the CCTLD manages is according to the laws of the country. So CCNSO doesn't have anything to do with that. GTLDs are a whole different ballgame. Okay, but I guess it's sort of like for us, it's the reason why we're actually starting on CCTLDs is only because I happen to be the CCNSO liaison and I'm with AP RALO. Alan Greenberg is the GNSO liaison and he's in NARALO, so you know we could call him in later on or no doubt, you know, even if they set up a training program based on GNSOs, we might be able to hook into them. I mean, it's something that we could work in with NARALO, but I just wanted to clarify that that aspect.
Thanks, Maureen. And it's also important to know that if there is any expert whom you think will be very important to invite as a guest speaker for our monthly calls, please let us know. It will be easier to organize for them to share the information with us for all ALSs to be aware of. So we have only 10 minutes left and we have a couple of topics to be covered. I want to give brief 2 minutes to Yanis to talk about APIGF coming up. Yanis?
Yanis Lee speaking. I'm working on the secretariat for the Asia Pacific Regional IGF that is coming up in this August in Delhi, which I will distribute this postcard to you. It is from the August 3rd to the 6th, and we have lined up very good topics this time, which cover the Net Mundial discussion as well about the net neutrality surveillance issues, and also about the ICANN globalizations and also the INSD woodship transitions issues as well, such as that. And so we will also have a capacity building event on the first day, which is Sunday, the 3rd of August as well, which also covered some introduction about internet governance, and we're inviting some speakers from the region to speak about different topics. So I highly encourage you to join us, to come to Delhi, and if not, we also have remote participation available, which you can check at our website, aprigf.asia. And also, actually, our regional IGF is actually an open organization that we have this multi stakeholder steering group called MSG, and we welcome anybody of the any other ALS in this RALO that are interested to join our discussions or to discuss about other IG issues that are out of ICANN scope to join us on this group and also and to organize this future regional IGFs together. So please take a look at the postcard, and if you have any questions about this or you are interested to join our group, you can contact me or you can directly email to the email address on the postcard, which is secretariat, SEC at APRIGF.asia. Thank you.
thank you, Yanis. Please, at least those who are close to India can take the opportunity of participation. So this is really a good opportunity for you. There are a couple of things I want to cover, and also, first of all, I want to thank all of you for yesterday unanimous integration of all APLSs into our fair of opportunities. We were really united, we were really impressive, and we are good. We are the best, actually. I want to give the round of applause to all of us. And I want us to continue to behave in this way. We are, as an, we serve as an example, as a best practice for other Rallos, believe me.
Thanks to the chair.
Thank you. But the chair cannot be effective if there are no supporters. I had really great supporters, Maureen, Ali, Pavan. Woo-hoo! Ooh. You know, by the way, I want to highlight this. Staff is out of any. Thanks, so we will come to that at the end. But I would like you to know all that this fair of opportunities was almost conducted by AP members. Yes. The whole quiz session was conducted by Pavan for all our Rallos. I'm not talking about AP table. This was gorgeous. So thank you everyone who put their hand and supported for this initiative. We should continue in this way. And we cannot be effective without each other's support. So please, always participate as much as you can. This will make us work together effectively to achieve the goals we will set for us. And yes, do we have Satish? He can join us online? Okay. So the last point I would like to cover, this is the result of consensus call held in April Rallo. As many of you know, our region is based, thanks God, to consensus. Yeah, and sometimes we are discussing and arguing what is consensus actually, so we came to conclusion that draft consensus is also very good for all of us. So the result of our consensus, can you open the space, Ariel, the results? I would like to thank outgoing leaders, but I'm not saying that they are outgoing from AP Rallo, because we need your expertise, but and we need all of you to be with us. I would like, first of all, to thank Fuad for the last 2 years' enormous efforts. Fuad, we are looking forward for your support and for your expertise. You are really an experienced person in many aspects, so we are looking forward. Yes, and this recovery is most important, but you are doing great. So you can run with us, so that's a good point. And consensus on the support, is this the one? Yes. So I will read this out. I will try to. Consensus on the support for the names of the proposed AP Rallo leadership team, APLT members, listed below was gained during the May AP Rallo monthly meeting, teleconference, and further confirmed and supported by the full regional consensus as a result of the online and to the mailing list consensus call agreed to and actioned immediately after that meeting, ending at 23:59 hours UTC on Tuesday, 3rd of June. Thereby, it has been established that by regional consensus, the following are confirmed as selected and supported to serve in the APLT by regional consensus as a June 4th, 2014, to serve in the AP Rollo leadership team. A formal induction into their roles in full capacity occurs today during our AP Rollo General Assembly in London at the ICANN 15th meeting, where by acclamation, all selected will cease acting in the capacity and fully take their seats in each leadership team role as listed below. Please go down. Please. Down, down. Oh. Up, up, up. Yes. Holly Raish, ALEC representative to November 2016. Your servant, Siranush Vardanyan, AP Rollo Chair, to November 2016. Thank you. Ali Almeshal, AP Rollo Vice Chair, to November 2016. And Satish Babu, AP Rollo Vice Chair, to October 2015. Satish, we are sending our remote hugs to you and congratulations. Oh, yeah, we have Satish online. Woohoo! Satish?
Hello, you've got me on the phone as well.
Woo! Cheryl and Satish are joining us. The floor is yours.
Thank you, my guys. I'm so sorry that Satish and I can't be with you today. And at least we've timed relatively well for you to include him, induct him amongst you all at this fantastic lineup of leaders. Satish was most disappointed with me insisting that he stay here with me in our nominating committee work. He, of course, he knew that was the thing he had to do, but he was very, very keen to be in the AP Rollo General Assembly and work with you all on this very pivotal moment. As I was listening and desperately trying to get someone to get my phone number to dial out to us, so consequently, Satish and I have both got a tablet in hand watching and listening to you, and in my case I've also got a phone up to the other ear, so I've got you in slightly out of sync stereo. Just he and I have seen him during for a short while, and we are delighted to see such an amazing group of people. You are all going to do our region proud, and with the acclamation for all of you, which you're going to do as soon as I shut up and I pause, I will soon. I just wanted to remind the AP Rollo members, the at-large structures, and now, of course, individuals. We are welcoming and we have methods for individuals to join AP Rollo now to spread the word that with the six people, yes, there are six of them, six people, because, of course, we still have Maureen and we have our secretariat with Pavan, the six people across the region who are leading you. And, of course, in combination with Renalia, who, whilst she does occupy six on the board, we will never let her forget the fact that she's one of ours. We have an opportunity in the next 2 or 3 years to be a powerhouse and make huge differences to bring the diversity and the voice of Asia and of the Pacific into our camp. So I just wanted to say to all of you, all six of you, including you, Maureen, and that I'm in the room, congratulations. You guys are going to steer this ship in wonderful directions, and I, for one, am going to enjoy the ride. So if anyone's got their ability to turn the camera around, because I want to see everybody applauding your new team, your leaders, your future. Congratulations, one and all.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Also, I would like to congratulate Pavan, who really will stay with us for another term as secretariat, and your applause is to Pavan. He is enormously supportive. Thank you, Pavan. I would like to thank everyone for your participation. Unfortunately, we have no time because people outside are waiting for their turn. But I want you all to invite outside to have a Purallo picture as all we are together here. So please come up outside there, in front of the door of this lobby. Cheryl and Satish, we will miss you in the picture, but you are in our hearts. Yes.
Leave a space in Photoshop as in.
Okay. Okay. And the meeting is concurred. And thank you very much once again.
Thank you.